body scan. The miracle of this living, breathing human body. So complicated. So full of so many other life forms, whether in our mouths, our guts, on our skins. It's a whole ecosystem, this body. So just take a moment to feel the body sitting or lying down in a very deliberate way. Connect with your touch points. Letting the breath help you. Nice full inhales and exhales. And just feel the relief and the release, the settling that can happen to all those little places of tension with each exhale. Remembering your wise and friendly and playful intentions for today. To step into the mystery of the moment, the magic of the moment, to be curious, to be kind to ourselves and one another. Taking these attitudes into the body scan, but don't know where this journey will take us. The pilgrimage of the body. Feeling breath and body as a whole. Listening to this piece by Donna Folds. Settle in the here and now. Reach down into the center where the world is not spinning and drink this holy peace. Feel relief flood into every cell. Nothing to do. Nothing to be but what you are already. Nothing to receive but what flows effortlessly from the mystery into form. Nothing to run from or run toward. Just this breath. Awareness knowing itself as embodiment. Just this breath. Awareness waking up to the truth. Noticing any place in your body that's really standing out for you. And let your awareness dive into that spot. Maybe there's a tightness, a contracture. Can you open to it with curiosity? Maybe breathe in and out of it. Maybe make some little adjustments to posture. Notice too if there's another spot that needs a little extra kind attention, tight, holding on. Open to it as well. And then as you feel ready, feeling breath and body as a whole, really tapping into how wild and wonderful is this whole body in its entirety. Gently let breathing recede into the background and drop your attention down into your feet, opening to the sensations in your feet as you experience them. Include the soles of the feet and your toes and the tops of the feet, simply noticing whatever stands out in your feet. You've never felt these feet before. They are all in process, ever changing. Can you feel the changing nature of your feet? Feet, toes, these are words, constructs. They are not the reality. Can you feel the reality of the sensations as they ebb and flow? These things we call feet, yet do know how to do the miraculous task of walking and supporting us when we're sitting. In harmony with the lower legs, bringing your awareness up into the lower legs, feeling the bones, what we call the shins, the calves, and the knees. Opening to these places in the body as if you've never felt them before, because the truth is you never have. There's just now these sensations in this moment. If there's a story about legs and knees, feet, notice the story. It's a story. It's a thought moving through. It's not the truth of the sensations any more than the menu is the truth of the meal. At any point, breathing in and out of any body part as a way to deepen your awareness. Challenging sensations may need soothing touch. As we deepen awareness, our capacity to be compassionate can only increase. feeling the miracle of these knees that know how to bend and stretch, even if they do have pain and limitations. They've carried us through our lives. And they somehow work in harmony with the thighs, the bones, the muscles, the hip joints, bringing your attention in here. Letting go of concepts such as thighs and hips, and just feeling the beauty of sensation, tingling, pulsing, vibrating, changing temperature, stretching, pulling, burning. Letting the breath help us feel all the way down the legs to the toes. Can we feel a little more deeply here? Awareness, knowing itself as embodiment. Waking us up to the truth. And on an out breath, releasing the so-called lower extremities, coming into what we call hands, feeling fingers and thumbs and palms, backs of the hands. They're not solid. There's energy here. Can you feel them more as an energy field of sensation? Don't know these hands. Don't know. Marvelous hands that do so much for us. And they're connected to the forearms. And they somehow work together so that we can clothe ourselves and feed ourselves, carry groceries. Embrace another. Play an instrument, write, type. And so too, the elbows and the upper arms into the shoulder joints, all involved in this. Can we feel into those too now? Deepening awareness into sensation. Deep within the shoulder joints, the upper arms. And outwards to the skin, the air. cells being sloughed off our body, moment to moment to moment, all the time, into the air. Breathing down the arms to the fingertips and feeling into the various processes we call arms and hands. These arms and hands, all part of this earth, this air, the stars. On an exhale, let's release them. Come down into the pelvic region, feeling the earth connection at the pelvis, the pressure sensations, feeling nicely planted on the earth. We are earthlings. It's our right to be here. Feeling into the sensations of what we call buttocks and pelvic region, genitals, pelvic bones, sits bones. There may be a sense of solidity that can feel very satisfying and grounding. Stabilizing. Appreciating how our bottoms know how to sit, know how to stand, to lie down and support us. And let the awareness come into the abdomen and feel it rising and falling with breathing, feeling the sensations there. Not thinking about body, that's to be lost in thought, but rather sensing directly. Feeling deep into the abdomen, maybe a sense of digestive processes that are happening all on automatic. All these complicated organs doing their part. Keeping us alive. Letting the awareness move through the abdomen to the low back. Sensing again the tailbone and the buttocks, the sacrum, sacred, lowermost part of our spine. Feeling the muscles, the low back. Whatever you may think of the low back, it is not that. It is what is happening right now, these sensations. Maybe breathe in and out of them to connect more deeply. let your awareness move up what we call the back, to feel what we call the muscles, the spine, the bones, the ribs. You've never felt this back before. Don't pretend you know it. Don't you pretend you know what's there. Don't know. As you let your awareness move up the back, the mid-back, the shoulder blades, the shoulders, just really notice how the sensations are moving. They're in flux. There's nothing static here. To think of any part of the body as static is to tell ourselves a fiction. Nothing to receive but what flows effortlessly from the mystery into form, into the form of this body, from that deep well of mystery. Feeling all the way up the back, up into the shoulders. This is how it is right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not even a few minutes ago. And letting the attention go into the back of the neck as well. And then bringing awareness forward into the chest. Getting really still. We might possibly feel the heart beating. We might even feel the pulsations of the aorta. So we can feel flow. And the flow of the breathing, rising and falling. Now those are just ideas, rising and falling. The breath is doing whatever the breath is doing, and it's infinitely changing. Just this breath, awareness waking up to truth. And letting attention come into the front of the neck. This very compact region containing so many vital pieces. The trachea for the air, the esophagus for the food, the great blood vessels and nerves, muscles supporting our heads, our brains, the spinal cord. The spine. the thyroid gland. All these forms symphony of form, forever changing. And then bringing awareness into face and head. You might care to breathe in and out of this region a few times to connect with it. And noticing all the wild and crazy parts here, the mouth with the chin and the jaw. Our mouths, multitaskers, taste and eating and talking and laughing and smiling and kissing. Sensations forever changing. And into the nose, feeling air here, scent perhaps. Appreciating how we have all these facial parts just like the other mammals do. And analogous ones in reptiles and birds and fish. Feeling the muscles of the cheeks, the cheekbones. This is all very sensitive. We can feel the flow of life here. In the eyes that miraculously give rise to vision. I don't really know how that happens. And the retina and the optic nerve into the brain and the nerves and the chemical reactions, but then there's the experience of seeing. Don't know. Don't know. Not really. Feeling the forehead and the scalp and the cranium and appreciating this master computer inside, all connected to all these other parts. And sensing what we call ears and the crazy miracle of hearing. Yes, we can dissect the ear, the middle ear, the hammer and the anvil on the drum, the little hairs moving, causing a nervous response that gets transmitted down the neurons into a chemical response in the brain. But the experience of hearing? Don't know. Don't know. And so, breathing in and out of what we call face and head. Down the arms to fingers. down the torso, and down to our toes, and just sitting or lying here with this living, breathing body. It's like this now. And now it's like this. And having some appreciation of any little moments where you're able to truly have some touching of the mystery of body, mystery of being, of embodiment. Appreciating the awareness. Whatever that is. Feeling deeply into breath and body as a whole, 3 times.